Scorpions Avenue.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Sklubro Country, the virus edition, a.k.a. the Pandy Pods.
A.k.a. Two Jews, no Harmon Killebrews.
A.k.a. Two Jews, no Rod Carews. A.k.a. Two O's, no Sada Aros.
A.k.a. the penultimate pod, giving you guys the nod.
That's right. Here we go, guys. We love doing this for you. We've loved this so much, and we are happy to be giving you these last couple. I can't believe this lasted for a year and a half. It's amazing. Thank you for going on this ride with us, and I hope you join us in the Patreon.
Sklar Brothers Patreon coming in July. Sign up for it. It's going
to
be great.
All right, let's jump into this, shall we? First of all, I'd like to thank all of our servicemen and women for the things that they do. They do the things that
thank
we can't do or don't do, and that is why we enjoy the freedoms that we do. And I always thank servicemen and women when I see them.
We are forever grateful to you for the sacrifices you make for the rest.
By the way, you can have that attitude towards your servicemen and women and still have the standard for them that of, say, your drunkest high school friend like Matt Fott. When they can't clear that bar, that's when you have to step in and say, okay, thank you for your service.
Thank you. We're good right now.
All right. And we say thank you for servicing our podcast because we wouldn't have this story without you. Okay.
Let's get into it.
Because we used to make fun of Matt Fott when he got
he couldn't
really
hold
drunk.
His liquor. Yeah.
Right. So why not Army Lance Corporal Kaylee Marie Goodall?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this one's going to be a good one. Mm-hmm. It's going to be good for all. Here we go. An Army Lance Corporal who drove to McDonald's while three times over the alcohol limit was so drunk.
Mm-hmm.
How drunk was she? She was so drunk, she tried to order food from a police officer sent to arrest her.
Oh, boy.
That is drunk, Jay.
When you can't tell the place from the police officer trying to arrest you from the place.
She take your order?
Yeah, she took my order.
I was ordering some fish for you and Mom and
Audrey, Dad.
Audrey, sure, you believe me, don't you, Russ? Good talk, son. Go to bed, Russ. Kaylee Marie Goodall, 33, was caught driving all over the road after boozing with friends in Richmond, North Yorkshire, and heading back to her camp in Catterick Garrison
for more drinks.
Okay? You know how most people, when they leave a bar, are ready for more drinks when they get home, Jay?
When they weave their way home? Sure.
Anybody who leaves a bar with unfinished drinking business,
you have a drinking problem.
Right. You should be able to get all of your drinking work done at the bar.
Yeah.
At the office, so to speak.
You shouldn't run out of drinking time at the bar.
It's not like you're going to Ace Hardware where they have an occasional wine tasting in the screen section and they only gave you a little bit per flight and you're like, I got to get home and finish
this. You wet my whistle. Now I can't wait to get excited.
You only had a small flight of crisp Sauvignon Blancs. You need to go home for a supplement. No. You at a bar. You should finish it at that point.
You should
not be the one driving home in a drunken haze.
I believe this is
most of Miss Goodall's life.
Mm-hmm.
On May 15th, she decided to drive to a McDonald's less than a mile from her base.
Oh boy.
It's that type of judgment that, to me, says this woman should be in charge of sweeping up the hair when people shave it off.
When they first get into the army,
yeah. Yes. She should be in charge of cleaning up the hair when they enter basic training. The drive-thru was closed. Mm-hmm. And James cordoned off, but the corporal still pulled in. So
drunk that you can't tell when something's not happening.
Drive-thru's closed, yet she's still hammering her way in there. And I'm sure that was hammered into her head every day to this very point. Like, you know what I mean? Like, she's been hammered every day. But, like, I'm sure her drill sergeants have been saying, if you can't, there's no obstacle in front of you. If that's there, you get up over
it. Go right through it.
Okay? Do you understand me, sir? Yes, sir. People trying to stop you from going where you want to go, do not take a no as an answer. Am I clear?
Sir, yes, sir.
If the drive-thru is closed, you drive through it anyway. Sir, yes, sir. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying is what she heard her sergeant say. When the police caught up with her, she attempted to get her fast food fixed from the officers, ordering through her car window. So she's good at identifying the opposition is what you're saying right now. Yeah. Assessing the situation, giving orders. She's good at giving orders.
Yeah.
Her drink order, I'll have a McFlurry.
McFlurry, by the way, great word for a drunk person to say.
I'll have a motherfucking McFlurry.
McFlurry.
That is a word that I feel like you don't need a field sobriety test. Just say order a McFlurry, man.
Yeah, yes. Just say the word McFlurry.
McFlurry.
She's at a 0.81.
That's right. You know what I'm saying? 0.8. Jesus, that's unbelievable.
She's really drunk.
0.08.
She's at a 0.3.
McFlurry.
Ma'am, 101.
Ma'am, you're under
107.
Arrest.
107.
Ma'am, you're under arrest.
You're legally drunk.
Catherine Reeve, prosecuting, said she asked to order food from the police officer before being removed from the car. Wait a minute. This has never happened before when I've ordered McNuggets. This is some McBullshit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
She was like, I went through the drive-thru so I wouldn't have to get out of my car, bitches.
I don't McUnderstand. I kind of wish she would have to put a Mick in front of all of the
important words she wants
to say.
Throughout
the whole process right here. By the way, when we did the fried chicken challenge for the Live Dumb People Town, if you haven't heard the Live Dumb People Town that we did, it's in our feed right now with the Doughboys. I drove around and I gave myself so much time. Remember I was on the phone with you to take care of going through a drive-thru to get three chicken sandwiches, Kentucky Fried Chicken, Chick-fil-A, and McDonald's. And I was like, I'm going to pick these up. And I gave myself like probably an hour of time. It took me 13 minutes. Mm-hmm. I could not believe. Now, I haven't been to fast food in a long time. I haven't been a drive-thru. I could not believe how fast it was. Is that wrong? How stupid am I that I didn't know how fast food for a reason?
Yes.
It's almost like they don't spend any time preparing the food. Or the people who are there are clairvoyant and they sense me coming in and they knew my order.
Everything's been made for 9 hours.
There you go. Took the time to prepare it.
Mm-hmm.
I think the point is less than 13 minutes for all three. Back to the story. Mm-hmm. Being removed from your car, Jay, by the way, is a lot different than being asked to step out of the car.
Oh, yeah.
Being removed from your car
means that you're a problem.
Right. The cops are like, if she goes 5 feet further, people could die.
Mm-hmm.
We need to remove her ass from the car.
Mm-hmm.
Without, she's going to basically.
The car is weaponized once you're that drunk.
She's a huge McDanger to everybody in this McPlay place, in McParking lot. Goodall's McBreath test gave a McReading of 116 McMicrograms of alcohol in 100 McMillimeters of McBreath.
That's more than three times the McLegal limit,
oh
right?
Oh, my God. I want to Mick everything. We got to Mick everything
in this thing.
Is
this a new way of testing blood alcohol level?
I think these numbers?
I've never heard these numbers before.
No. So more than three times the legal limit. 0.08 is the legal limit. So she had over a 0.24. She was so drunk, I would have thought she would have been going to Arby's.
That's how wasted she was.
Your Arby's wasted. Arby's wasted is crazy. Well, let's take a break. When we come back, we're going to find out what happened to this crazy-ass woman at the drive-thru. Hey guys, welcome back to the show. Please, please, please join our Patreon. We're going to give you new content every month. It's happening next month.
It's a great way to support us and continue to get cool stuff from
us. New Cheap Seat episode every month.
And we'll try to do this show four times a month. And we'll give you other extra content from our View from the Cheap Seat show and a few other things. It should be a lot of fun. And hopefully we'll be able to keep creating things for you guys. That's what we
want. So when we left, there was a Army Lance Corporal who got so drunk, she drove through a drive-thru that was closed.
And then she tried to order food from the cops.
Yep.
They didn't like it. They had to remove her from her car.
In mitigation, duty soldier Harry Bayman. I want to be Harry Bayman. Yeah. Harry Bayman said a driving ban would mean she would not be able to continue her specialist driving and communication role in the Army. Wait, that's her role in the Army, Jay?
Driving role?
In the Army? The only thing worse it would have been if she was an Army cook.
Well, she kind of made a mistake on both counts. Driving and communicating,
right?
She didn't know who she was talking
to. She's a specialist, guys. This is what this makes me so sad. She drove drunk to McDonald's, and when she tried to go through the drive-thru and was pulled over by the cops, she tried to order from them.
Yes.
So she failed at driving and communicating in the same night.
That's right.
Those were her specialties. You know how when you normally drive through a fast food spot, you give your order to a cop who's standing outside your window?
Yeah, it costs a little bit more, but it's fun.
McDonald's.
Because they like to run it in for you.
Physically take your order in. It's the customer service I've come to expect from Mickey D's, Jay.
Yeah.
Here's something nobody's ever said while at the McDonald's drive-thru. Officer, I'll have a McRib and a Diet Mr. Pibb.
That phrase has never been uttered ever.
Officer, may I have? That has never been ordered. But also, McRib and a Diet Dr. Pibb? Come on. Pibb and McRib, Jay.
Pibb and McRib?
Should have been a 1980s McDonald's staple, right?
The Pibb and McRib.
The Pibb and McRib. First of all, it sounds like a comedy team that never really made it in the 70s.
Right, right.
They were both ventriloquist dummies.
Right.
Pibb and McRib, they did one set of comedy on Hee Haw, and that was it.
That was it.
Didn't you love how Mom and Dad wouldn't let us watch Hee Haw?
They're like, it's going to lower your IQ.
Well, so not because it was too racy, but they just thought it wasn't funny.
Yeah, I appreciated that.
The corporal who had been in the Army for at least 10 years was banned from driving for 27 months after pleading guilty to drunk driving. But how will she get her fast food late at night, Jay? I don't understand when she's drunk now. Does the Army allow Postmates to deliver? Probably to the gate and that's it, right? Drop it off at the gate. 10 years of the Army hasn't beaten this out of this woman yet. I can't believe that. Mm-mm. That's for damn sure. Mm-mm. She's handed a 12-month community order, 100 hours, must pay $120 prosecution cost, and $135 statutory surcharge. I don't even know what that is.
Who cares?
She also has to clean every ball in the McPlay Place ball pit, which to me, that is like an American Abu Ghraib right there. Unspeakable, akin to waterboarding. Mm. The amount of stray diapers found in the bottom of the McPlay Place ball pit is mind-blowing.
Stop.
3 hours disinfecting Play Place ball pit balls, and she will give up Army secrets in a heartbeat.
Correct.
Goodell now faces a military disciplinary hearing. That should be lenient, mm-hmm. especially for women, right?
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
You know, the Army is known for treating women with respect and restraint.
Here we go.
So that is it. So you got to get someone else to get your late night food. And by the way, I'm sure there were like six people back at the thing going like,
you roll
where
down
is
the
she?
Window and a cop is there waiting for you.
Do not order McNuggets.
Do not order food.
And that is a show, guys. That is how we do it. Stay connected. Stay protected. Don't get infected. This is not a hoax.
But we got the jokes.
One more tomorrow. One more of these. We'll see you tomorrow. La-di-da. La-di-da-di-da-di-da. La-di-da-da. In my car. Star Burns Audio. A podcast. A podcast network.